Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Leaked draft ruling signals shift.
I think we're into a new era in the Supreme Court.
Frustrating prisoner search.
Now we're back square one, not knowing what they're driving.
Dave Chappelle attacked on stage. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Like aftershocks following an earthquake, the rumbling continues after the stunning leak of a draft opinion that suggests the Roe versus Wade decision legalizing abortion is poised to be overturned. It's charged up people on each side of the issue, and it's raised questions about the Supreme Court's integrity. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Protesters took to the streets across the country. For and against the Supreme Court's draft opinion to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Abortion is murder, and I feel that way, period.
Women will be trying to shuttle back and forth from different states to try to get their rights fulfilled.
We are not going back.
Vice President Harris joined the fight.
How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body?
Republicans were outraged as well, not about the decision, but about the leak.
This is the most egregious breach of trust at the Supreme Court that has ever happened.
Most Republicans even avoided commenting on the implications of the opinion. Act Blue, which funnels donations to Democratic candidates and causes, has processed at least $10 million in donations since Monday night. But Republicans doubt abortion rights will be a top issue by November.
I think this election is going to be decided based on the quality of the economy.
Now to Ohio, where former President Trump passed a test of strength. The man he endorsed, J.D. Vance, won the Republican Senate primary.
They wanted to write a story that this campaign would be the death of Donald Trump's America First agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't the death of the America First agenda.
CBS's Robert Costa in Cincinnati.
Trump-endorsed candidates across the country, they were closely watching Ohio last night for clues about their own political fates. Would the Trump endorsement be enough? It was. It shows Trump still has significant sway. But every race has its own dynamics. There are no guarantees in politics, and Trump will continue to be tested in the coming weeks as the November midterm elections near.
Vance will square off in November against Democratic incumbent Tim Ryan. The head of the European Union has called on the 27 nations to ban oil imports from Russia in a new package of sanctions over the invasion of Ukraine. CBS's Charlie Daggett has the latest on the Russian assault.
The population of the frontline town of Lysychansk used to be around 100,000 before Russian forces began a relentless bombardment here. They're now less than 3 miles away, and only a handful of residents remain. It's like a living hell, Olena said. We have no water. There's shelling every day. Desperate residents collect water from a crater caused when an airstrike hit the base of an apartment block, even as people were taking shelter in the basement. Людмила is not only used to the sound of constant explosions. She accepts the Russians may take over her town.
Why haven't you left?
Where would I go? I'm an old woman. Charlie Daggett in Lysychansk, eastern Ukraine.
We're learning more about the murder suspect and Alabama jail official who've been on the run since late last week. Here's CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Sheriff Rick Singleton now says Vicky White's relationship with inmate Casey White goes back as far as 2 years, when he was first held at the jail where she worked.
We have evidence that there was communication between the duo.
The sheriff told us there's no evidence the duo's relationship was physical, but that Officer White offered the suspected murderer special privileges, like more food, which bothered other inmates.
Do you have confidence that you will find Officer Vicky White alive?
I have concerns that we might not. I think he used her, swooned her into doing something that's totally out of character for her. And I think the minute that she becomes a liability to him, I'm concerned of what he might do.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
New Mexico's governor is asking for federal help for the recovery in areas scorched by fast-moving wildfires. Michelle Lujan Grisham says thousands of residents are out of their homes, and the effort to contain the fires is tough.
These are areas that you can't hike to. Requires air support and the ground lines to contain the fire.
Overseas, Japan and South Korea say North Korea launched a ballistic missile today, days after leader Kim Jong-un vowed to speed up nuclear weapons development. Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
It's the 14th launch this year, part of an aggressive weapons testing program, which defense analysts think will soon include a nuclear test.
In China, 10% of stations in Beijing's huge subway system are being closed indefinitely to try to stop a new surge in COVID cases. Three suspects in last month's mass shooting in Sacramento have now been charged with murder. Six people were killed, 12 wounded on a busy street. Prosecutor Anne Marie Schubert.
When individuals are involved in a gun battle and they kill innocent bystanders, all participants in that gun battle are responsible for the death of those innocent bystanders.
At the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles, someone got on stage and tackled comedian Dave Chappelle. The assailant was chased and captured backstage. Chris Rock was there.
Was that Will Smith?
Was that Will Smith, he joked. Chappelle was able to continue the show, a taping for a Netflix special. The Federal Reserve wraps up a two-day meeting today. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says look for an interest rate hike when it's over.
The last time the Fed increased by 50 basis points or a half of a percentage point was May 16th of the year 2000. This is an indication the Fed is taking inflation seriously.
Starbucks says it's raising pay and expanding training at corporate-owned locations in the U.S. The New York Times reports the changes will not apply to unionized stores or those that are in the midst of a unionization effort.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings at hundreds of stores, including Doc Martens, Ninja Kitchen, and Hotels.com. Prep for summer and save big on beauty, travel, electronics, and more. It's one of Rakuten's biggest cash back events, and it's on May 6th through May 13th. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app today. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
The Brits have been airing their dirty linen in a brand new survey.
Data collected by a British bedding company suggests single women in Britain change their sheets most often. 62% say they wash their bedding every 2 weeks. Couples averaged every 3 weeks. But almost half of the single British men surveyed said they'll go up to 4 months at a time without changing their sheets, with 12% admitting they've been known to go even longer. Sleep and hygiene experts recommend changing your sheets at least once a week. Week. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Children who begin identifying as transgender at a young age tend to retain that identity for several years. That's according to a new study of 317 youngsters that's just out. The research involved kids who were 3 to 12 when it began. On average, they began identifying as transgender at 6. After 5 years, 94% were living as transgender. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.